not only the fear of death or wound, but the fear that all this was for nothing. Glenn Gray wrote, "The deepest fear of my war years, one still with me, is that these happenings had no real purpose. How often I wrote in my war journals that unless that day had some positive significance for my future life, it could not possibly be worth the pain it cost. They got through the bulge because they had become a band of brothers. The company had held together at that critical moment in the snow outside Foy because First Sergeant Lipton and his fellow NCOs, nearly all Toccoa men, provided leadership, continuity, and cohesiveness. Despite a new CO and new officers and enlisted recruits, the spirit of E Company was alive, thanks to the sergeants. Having Winters as 2nd Battalion XO and usually as Acting Battalion CO, Lieutenant Colonel Strayer spent most of the month at Regimental HQ working on an acting basis for Colonel Sink as S3, was a great help. And Spears was proving to be an excellent company commander, able to draw out of the company its best. That spirit was well described by Webster. By this time, Webster had been wounded twice and returned to combat after each occasion. He would not allow his parents to use their influence to get him out of the front lines. He would not accept any position of responsibility within E Company. He was a Harvard intellectual who had made his decision on what his point of view of World War II would be and stuck to it. He was a man of books and libraries, a reader and a writer, sensitive, level-headed, keenly observant, thoughtful, well-educated. Here he was thrown in the most intimate contact, pressed together on an open truck on icy roads in hilly country, sleeping in a foxhole with other enlisted men, with ill-educated hillbillies, southern farmers, coal miners, lumbermen, fishermen, and so on, among most of the enlisted men in the company. Of those who had been to college, most were business or education majors. In short, Webster was thrown in with a group of men with whom he had nothing in common. He would not have particularly liked or disliked them in civilian life. He just would not have known them. Yet it was among this unlikely group of men that Webster found his closest friendships and enjoyed most thoroughly the sense of identification with others. His description of his truck ride with his platoon to Alsace deserves to be quoted at length. "We squished through the mud to our trucks and climbed in. McCreary and Marsh lit cigarettes. Martin made a wisecrack about a passing officer.